hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system, just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea, under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Craig the Dive Master, and as promised, we are having a birthday bash in the Maldives. This is like no other adventure you could ever imagine. We're going to try to paint a picture for you of what it's like to be on the Carpe Vita live aboard with Explorer Ventures during our birthday bash. Now, this is, you know, that part of it is kind of like an added value. You don't typically get that on a week live aboard with the folks from Explorer Ventures. However, this week is truly unique because I'm celebrating my 50th birthday. The Scuba Cowboy is here celebrating his birthday as well, and we are having the time of our lives. Are we not, Pop?
This is absolutely beyond any dream you could imagine.
Yeah, you know, today, you know, we're about just a couple days into the live aboard experience. We're going to be taping throughout the week and give you a taste of what it's like to be out here in the middle of the Maldives and experiencing what we've seen. But just today, we're snorkeling around with whale sharks. And we had an encounter, Mermaid Lizzie and Tiffany, first time ever they've seen a whale shark. Am I right there, Tiff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So you marked it off the list, but you want to, it's always going to be on there, I'm guessing, from now on, right?
Oh, for a whale shark, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, the whale shark we saw today, he came right up to us, which was phenomenal, in its own right. I mean, last time I was here a couple years ago, I had an amazing whale shark encounter, and that was my first time seeing a whale shark. This time, I have a feeling the whale shark knew it was my birthday because he came, he swam right by us, and then he turned around, I'm filming him, and he literally swam right between my legs. And I believe he knew it was I just about celebrated my 50th birthday, and then it was time for my second circumcision or something, because that dorsal fin came awfully damn close. You hear what I'm saying there, Pop?
I understand. At least it wasn't like the poor manna that crapped on you, so.
Yeah, well, that was in Fiji, and, you know, it was another story, another trip. What are you going to do?
I'm going to laugh. That's what I'm going to
yes,
do.
Yes, okay.
It is true. You did have a very close encounter. We all did. He was a very, very friendly whale shark. Actually, both of them were. It was phenomenal, beyond comprehension. I was a whale shark virgin up until this morning.
Yes, as all of you were. Lizzie, this was your first time seeing a whale shark, right? Am I right?
Yes. Woo, whale sharks.
Yeah, she was excited. She had a great time. And, you know, this is just one of the many type of adventures you will get in the Maldives. Whale sharks, fairly common occurrence here during your live aboard experience. Now, Agnes is the lady in charge here on the Carpe Vita live aboard with Explorer Ventures, and she's with us. Agnes, thank you so much for having us again. I can't believe after the first time I came here, you allowed me to come back.
Yeah, I still wonder why I did that. But yeah,
she had been drinking, and when she committed to having us back for our birthdays, she was like, "Oh, well, okay. I've already said they can come. What am I going to do?" But no, you said I had to bring some more folks with me, so I did. So you're happy with our crew, I guess, right? Or you're tolerating it as enough as you can.
Tolerating would be
yes.
the word, yes.
Right,
that's
right.
The right word, Greg. Yes, yeah. But I've tolerated you before, so I knew what I wasn't getting into.
Yes, exactly. So she, she took some aspirin before we came on board, that kind of thing, and prepared herself accordingly. But, so far, just a couple days in, we're having an amazing adventure. But this is pretty much typical of an itinerary you would get on the Carpe Vita live aboard with Explorer Ventures every week, any time during the year, right?
That's definitely true, Greg, yes. We have kind of a list that we try to tick off, and we seem to be pretty successful with it. And today was one of those days that everybody, you just feel it. Everybody's so excited, and we go like, job done. Can't go wrong from here anymore.
Yeah, exactly. You know, once you have an encounter like we did with the whale sharks today, you kind of think, wow, how could it get any better? But I got to say, from our last trip here a couple years ago when I was here with Mermaid Tony, I had an amazing encounter with not just whale sharks, but we had some grouper experiences with schools of fish that I couldn't believe. And I have a feeling that's still a possibility of, on the horizon. Is my idea of what could happen for the rest of the week a little bit too ambitious? What do you think, Agnes?
It's not at all, Greg. We try to build it up slowly. And that's
they tease you through the week, you know, and then you think, oh, it couldn't get any better. And then, bam, it does. So, you know, we're literally at the, you know, at the beginning of the trip, it's only going to get better from here. And it's hard to imagine. We're going to do a barbecue. We got our mermaids out there on the beach and all kinds of things. We're shooting a video for a possible new song from the Scuba Cowboy, inspired by his adventure here in the Maldives. What do you think so far there, Pup?
I think there's a lot of inspiration around. That's what I think. I'm sure more than one song will be born from this.
The whale shark circumcision. Could that be maybe?
No.
He's thinking like, hey, wait, I didn't think about that until you started the show. And he's like, hey, that could be, that there's it has a kind of a ring to it. I don't know.
I liked the liver song. I'm not sure about the whale shark.
Okay, maybe not, maybe not.
You never know what might happen. This is Scuba Radio.
This is true. And it's just the beginning of the week. So, we flew into Dubai. We had a layover in Dubai. We're going to talk about that a little bit. We've been playing with some new equipment as well this week. With some GoPro cameras and the light and motion lights, the Sola light, which, by the way, you guys offer those up as like your rental lights. How did that come to be? That wasn't planned, but I was like, hey, I could have left my lights at home and used what they have on the Carpe Vita. You use those lights for just like the night dives and things or what?
Yes, we do. I saw them at one of the shows, and I thought they were great because up till then we had lights flooding and all kinds of problems, and these lights are just perfect. So the guests love them, and they take them actually the whole week, even not for just the night dive. So it's great.
Yeah, well, and they do. They come in very handy, and especially when we're shooting with these new GoPro video cameras that we have, these solar lights from Light and Motion are really doing the trick, and we're getting some pretty cool stuff, aren't we, Pop?
Way cool, and I really like the wrist mount for the lights. That was really cool.
Now, what do you think, Tiffany? So far, has it been, from your experience, what we've seen so far, is the whale shark been the epitome or the schools of fish? What are you seeing so far that it's really tickling your tail, so to speak?
Tickling my tail. Oh, your words, Greg. Yeah, all of the above. Today, I would have to say, was overall a perfect day. Great sea, and got to see a couple pods of dolphins and whale sharks, and it literally tops my list.
Yes. Now she's a dolphin girl here, Agnes. Now, how common is it to see dolphins throughout the week on a liveaboard trip here in the Maldives?
That's very normal. We find them either riding the bow of the dome when people are coming back from a dive, or the boat itself when crossing. It's very well populated with dolphins here, so it's normal that you get them in the week's trip.
Not common to actually see them in the water when you're diving. That's not necessarily.
That is very rare. The dolphin community here is mostly spinners. They're very skittish, very shy. So you'll see them in big pots, but it's very difficult to get in the water with them. Some people, however, have been lucky enough to see them when coming up on a safety stop, and that's, of course, incredible. But that's not so common.
That's a rarity, right. Now, the whale shark we saw today, when we got into the water, he was down, say, about 15 feet. And then he swam for a while. We're kind of cruising along with him, and I was filming with my GoPro and light motion lights and trying to get what I could. But then all of a sudden he kind of came up to the surface, and he turned around right at us. He's like, hey, who are you? And I saw his eye just going nuts, just looking at us, like checking us out, like, can I eat them? I don't know. I don't know. What do you think's going through their heads? Do you have any idea? Because he seemed very curious with our dive group or our snorkel group at the time.
Well, this is what we this one we call the crazy whale shark, because he definitely likes to play around with the people. He was just as if he's waiting for you to say, "Hey guys, why are you guys not here yet?" So, my guys have been talking to me about the crazy whale shark. That's why I got out there today myself as well to see finally the crazy whale shark.
So this is a resident whale shark that you guys see on a common basis. Do you have a name for him? Do you do that as well, or
crazy whale shark?
Crazy whale shark. Okay, that's good enough. That works for him here in the Maldives for sure. Now, Lizzie, I got to talk to you. Now, this is your first time in the Maldives, first time with a whale shark, first time mermaiding in the Maldives, and we had a nice little shoot today. It was a little bit more work than you expected, wasn't it?
Not necessarily more work.
We got a bat. We got a bat right there. Did you see that? There's a bat flying around. It's in the evening here in the Maldives. Well, by the way, we're anchored right off the coast of where, Agnes?
Mamangili in South Arietal.
Yeah, that's what she said. I don't know what that means. I'm not even going to attempt to repeat it. But we do have a Maldives expert. We'll get to Lizzie's thoughts on the Maldives as well as we continue our broadcast from the deck of the Carpe Vita Liveaboard in the Maldives on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
You mean they were only scuba divers?
Professional sea scavengers. This phony head hid the scuba mask. The fin on the back concealed a scuba tube. The flippers on the feet actually helped them swim faster.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Craig the Dive Master and the entire Scuba Radio crew. We got the Scuba Cowboy. We got Mermaid Lizzie and Mermaid Tiffany here with us. Their first times in the Maldives. And, you know, I was talking to Lizzie. We'll get her thoughts on the Maldives here in just a bit. But I was distracted by a bat. You know, it's kind of like squirrel. But in here in the Maldives, it's like bat. You know, and it just totally... you know, took my attention away. So we'll get to her thoughts about what she's seen so far here in a little bit, as well as a lot of the folks here on the crew and the passengers who are literally, we have folks from all around the world. That's one of the coolest things about coming to a place in the Maldives, because it's not just American folks. It's folks from all over the world, and makes it for a very nice cultural exchange. Now, Adrian is on the boat with us as well, friends of Agnes, and he is like a Maldives, you know, historian, writer, reviews resorts in the area and that kind of thing, and he knows about the Maldives bats, and he can explain why they are so squirrel-like to us Western folk. Is that right, Adrian?
No, incorrect, Greg. But
well, that would be the first time I've ever been incorrect. But you know, I guess there's a first for everything, right?
Okay, but here's the information on the fruit bats. There are only two mammals, terrestrial mammals, in the Maldives, apart from humans, and they're both fruit bats. And only one of the fruit bats of those has been sighted once in the most southerly atoll. So basically, that you just saw is the only other mammal in the whole of the country. And it gives an idea that how isolated this archipelago is. There are very, very few terrestrial reptiles. There's two geckos, two lizards, one frog, one toad, a bunch of spiders, but insects are...
Tiffany loves that. She loves spiders. That's her favorite critter on the planet. You hear what I'm saying? So where do you got to go to see the spiders if we wanted to show that to her?
The uninhabited islands.
I was going to say her bedroom, but no. Here on the boat? No, they don't have those. Okay, don't worry about it. Okay, so it's very isolated. So, but bats are kind of unique, aren't they? How did bats end up residing here in the Maldives?
Yeah.
You have any idea?
You got me there. They would have come over from Sri Lanka and southern India somehow. Some, you know, either very small, got trapped in some driftwood and came over, or one of them managed the great long flight.
All right, so they were imported by some, you know, thing or whatever. We brought mermaids. They count as mammals, I believe, right? This could be the start of a new, the third mammal, you know, introduced to the Maldives.
There are mammals in the water. This is terrestrial.
Okay.
Would have to, the mermaids would have to be classed as...
Yeah, they could go water surface. Yeah, they
explain
can.
Explain what terrestrial means to Greg.
That means on the ground.
Well, like E.T., that's what he's talking about, E.T. from outer space. Come on, right?
Yes, Greg.
Yeah, just say yes, exactly. All right, so let's talk about some of the Maldives' history, because... it evolved, well, I don't know, I'll let you take it from here, because that's what you've kind of studied over the last, I don't know, how many years here in the Maldives?
I first came in 1991, so that's 22 years ago. I lived here for 3 years, and then was in Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, India, and back to Sri Lanka. So about 18 years in all before going to live in Ireland. But Maldives has stayed the sort of core of the work that I've done and continue to do. The bread and butter is the resorts guidebook that I do to all the resorts called Resorts of Maldives. But I was also commissioned by a previous president to write a sort of coffee table book on the whole.
So the president came to you and said, hey, I need a book for my coffee table. Would you hook me up?
He actually spoke to his
tourism... His people? Talked to your people?
His tourism ministry people said... how about this? Can you give us a price, because there's somebody we know would like it, you know? So
it's kind of like under the table, and then you realize, oh my God, it's the president. I got to actually work for real now.
So it was a great thing. I gave him a price, and then I headed
you doubled
off.
It once you realized he was the president.
It was fair value.
Okay, good man.
And then after he had left, I had took his pages out into the second edition, and that's the one that's here now. So, you know, I have the copyright on the stuff, and I don't have to keep it with that president.
Oh, that's awesome.
Anyway, so I was able, with their blessing, to go up and down the country to the interesting islands, the islands with culture, craft, products, history, and... you know, be hosted by the island chief and hang around the islands and speak to the whoever and read everything there was on the Maldives, which is very, very little, because it is an isolated place with very few people coming through.
So you had to do a lot of your research by just interviewing a lot of the locals, I guess, over, you know, and families and things. Is that it?
Yeah. Absolutely. So, I mean, the quantity of literature is small, but it was fun, and you know, to read it. And then it was up to date, traveling and talking to people, and seeing how it has been for them up till now, and how their fathers or grandfathers lived and how they are living now and what their hopes are for the future. So that was the basis of it.
Nice. So the Maldives in general, their main focus is tourism. That's what drives the entire economy here. Is that right? Pretty much?
No, not even pretty much, Greg. No? Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
You know, so, but before tourism, it was fishing. It was fishing and fishing and fishing, and that was it. And it wasn't even fishing for everything. It was fishing for tuna. So they essentially lived on tuna, curry, and rice, and essentially they still do. But in 1972, just 40 years ago, tourism arrived, and it was very hard to start, but it took ground and it grew and it's just absolutely blossomed and it's been, you know, the basis of everything they are now.
Well, they have everything here. You could want as a diver or just someone looking for adventure, because, you know, the diving is top notch, but just looking around, the scenery they have here is just mind-boggling. And I mean, it's picture perfect. It's what you see in the videos and the postcards, that kind of thing. Is that what drew you to the area yourself too, Agnes, or what?
It's that bounty island feeling, yes, you get here. The colors of the water, the blue colors that you have, is just when that sun is out, is stunning. And it's no other place that I know where I've seen this. So, yeah, that was big attraction, of course.
Yeah, now the food is really unique to this part of the world. You know, we're right off the coast of India and has that Indian influence, the curries and things like that. Very tasty. Do you like this too, Adrian, as much as I do?
At least as much, Greg. I don't know how much, but I love it. But I have to say, you know, to be honest, the cuisine in the Maldives is very limited. You know, it's, you know, just like pretty much everything. I talked about the mammals and the insects and so on. It's limited. Very little has come here.
So they got to spice it up with all this stuff they throw in there and make it tasty.
But on the tourist islands, on a boat like Agnes is here, you have a Sri Lankan cook and you have a terrific spread. You know, and then you're really living it.
All right, well, you know, he's making me hungry, and I think I heard a dinner bell ring, so maybe we ought to go eat some and then come back and talk more about what it's like to spend a week in the Maldives with Explorer Ventures on the Carpe Vita Liveaboard. That's all coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
All right, so all this talk of food is getting me hungry, but evidently there's a tradition or they have a thing here in the Maldives where they got this betel nut stuff going on, and we have one of the crew members. You're going to tell us how to fix a proper betel nut chew. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that what we just call it, betel nut chew, or what?
Locally, we call it dufunganu. It's like...
So betel nut chew is what we're going to go with because I won't be able to pronounce... Okay, so what do we got? Got betel nut leaves and then some nuts of the betel nut, right?
Yeah.
And it grows here locally, and you do what? Mix one up here for the scuba cowboy, Lizzie and Tiffany.
Yep.
What do you got?
Okay, you take just a little piece of betel leaf.
Right.
Mix it up with a couple of betel nuts.
Right.
Yep.
And wrap it up, and you add some what? What is that, yeah, cinnamon or what?
Yeah, a little bit of cinnamon.
Yeah.
And then also you have something special. This is actually made out of coral.
So this is like the secret sauce?
Yeah, but it's really strong.
Okay.
Yeah. People who usually do this, they take a lot of it, but who doesn't just take a little piece of it.
Okay, so you're making up a batch of betel nut for a bunch of lightweights is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Otherwise it can cut your tongue.
Yeah, we don't want it to cut anybody. That doesn't sound that appealing. So, okay, so this is a mild form of, and you chew it. Is that what it is?
Yep.
And then what does this do to you exactly?
It actually take the taste of food out of your mouth. So it's like a chewing gum.
It's a herbal
chewing gum.
All right, so a Maldives chewing gum, betel nut.
Yep.
All right, we'll go with that. All right, mix one up. Let's try this. How fast can we do this? And see if we'll let Pup do it first, see if he lives, and then we'll pass it around.
Okay.
But it'll give them the freshest breath. Is that what the deal is, right?
Yep.
Fresh minty breath. Here we go, pup. Give it a shot.
What do I got here?
Yeah, and you just stick it in your mouth and suck it? Is that what it is?
No, just chew it.
Just chew it. No sucking. Just chew.
All right,
pup, stick it in there. What do you think? What does it taste like? What's your first impression? Crunchy.
Very crunchy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Minty fresh.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Tiffany, you're up next. Ready?
Negative.
And Lizzie, you're after that.
Nope.
All right, well, Beano Nut, let's have some more.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip, number 88. Although the odds are against you in finding buried treasure on your next dive, there is a better than average chance you will see a sunken chest belonging to a weathered old sea hag giving you the stink eye from across the dive boat.
It's terrible! She has beautiful eyes and her hair smells like cinnamon!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio today, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What are you working on over there, Nick?
Just a list of things I'll need when I go diving tomorrow.
Ah, the old checklist. Gear, first aid kit, oxygen unit.
Nope, different list.
Oh, so you're working on dive planning, making sure your gear is ready, having an emergency plan.
Nope. Different list. All of that is important to be sure, but do you realize how many non-diving elements there are that become essential to a good day of diving?
Not really. Can't say I ever gave it much thought, but now that you mention it, I guess there are. I mean, water is the first one that popped into my mind, because if you get dehydrated, we all know that can ruin a good day.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Water's an excellent example.
Yep, that's a good one. I know they don't call me Lobster Boy for nothing, and it sucks when it happens. Few things are more uncomfortable than a wetsuit on a sunburn.
Ooh, you said it. Not to mention the safety element. The discomfort of a wetsuit-coated sunburn can keep you distracted, which is not a good way to dive safe.
Sunscreen can make you a safer diver. Who knew? So along those lines, I'd have to add a hat or visor to the list of non-dive stuff that can contribute to dive safety.
Hats and visors help to prevent both sunburn and other heat-related illnesses, so yes. But add t-shirts to the list as well.
How about a change of dry clothes in general?
That's a good one, especially if it's chilly out of the water. You'll want to make sure you stay warm between dives.
No hypothermia here.
Excellent. I guess you should include a towel with that, since it can also double as a wrap if you don't want to use it to dry off.
Towel, check. All right, you know, going back to the water and hydration, I think we need snacks too.
Good plan. Snacks help to keep you fueled and energized, which helps you from becoming overtired in the water. Definitely a contributor to safety.
I've got one more.
What's that?
You should have your Dan card.
And with that, you are number one on my list.
Of course. As careful as divers are about their dive planning and preparation, it's important to remember the non-diving elements that contribute to a safe and happy day. So take an extra minute to pack that hat and apply that sunscreen. They could be the difference between a problem avoided and a problem to solve. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Okay, so while the Dan Good Diving Safety Tip was airing today, we have been chewing betel nut. And the crew here at the Carpe Vita Liveaboard in the Maldives has been down below laughing their asses off, I have a feeling. Wallo just showed us how to make this concoction up. I've already spit it out. It didn't work for me, Wallo. Was I not chewing properly or what?
You spit it out too early.
I spit it out too early. So yeah, there's like a... like a threshold of pain you have to be willing to tolerate before it kicks in and the benefits of the betel nut take over.
That's true.
Okay, well, I'll save that for another a day, because I don't know if I can put up with it. But let's talk to Walla. Now, Walla was here a couple years ago when I was on the liverboard, and a lot has changed, or maybe it hasn't. I don't know. You've been doing the same thing. You love it. You still have that passion when you're given the briefings for the dive sites. What do you think, Walla?
Yeah, so far nothing had changed. Only the fish had grown up.
Only the fish have gotten older and more mature and more fun to look at.
Yeah.
Now, last time I brought a mermaid, this time I brought two. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, you should have actually brought four.
Yes, more the merrier is what you're saying.
Yeah.
More in the Maldives. More mermaids in the Maldives. Now, Zena's with us as well, right? Am I saying that right, Zena?
Yeah.
And you, both of you guys, are kind of like sharing the dive briefing duties here on the Carpe Vita. Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Yes. And that's what you guys say when you do your briefing. You always ask a question like, okay, we're going to come up to the reef. It's going to go this way. The current's going to go this way. And instead of you guys saying, are you guys okay with that? You go, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's a long story, but it's one of those dialect things you guys have going on here, right?
Yeah, it's kind of saying, oh, is it okay?
Right.
That's why you say yeah.
Yeah, of course. I like it. It's like good day in Australia. They say yeah here in the Maldives. Now, what's your favorite site, Zena? You said your favorite site was this site we did yesterday, and it was spectacular. Do you remember which one I'm talking about? It was the one with the plate corals at the top of the pinnacle. And we played with a turtle for a while, but these just pristine plate corals just covered the top of this pinnacle where we hung out for our safety spot stop. Very colorful. But what do you remember what the name of that one was offhand?
That was Radigatila. Radigatila.
Digatilla. That's the closest I'm going to get. But it was spectacular. So that is your favorite place, and that's one of the atolls here in the Maldives, or what do you what do you call that? These pinnacles. How would you describe those to folks back home?
If I say it short, I'm going to say it's underwater mountain.
Okay, so that's what the Maldives are. It's a bunch of underwater mountains, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, is that your favorite site too, Walla, or do you have another favorite?
It's difficult for me to say this is the favorite because there's a lot of them.
Yeah, and you never know what's going to pop up. We had a whale shark encounter, obviously one of the first dives we did here in the Maldives, and then one that I missed. Pup and Tiffany were out there in the water, and this 40-foot whale shark just cruised up right by you, right?
It was incredible. He if you can imagine, he actually snuck up on us, but it was phenomenal.
Yeah, and that could happen on any site here, right, Wallow?
Yep. Whale sharks just can appear. If you're doing an outer reef dive on South Ari, might be on any dive.
Yeah. Now, Zena, tell me, what do you think? What's your favorite critter that you see out here? What animal, like, makes you go a little bit more, get more excited about than others? Is there anything in particular, whether it's, eels or the whale sharks or hammerheads? Is that what it is, hammerheads?
If I go to a big one, I would say hammerhead. But if it is small, I would go on harlequin shrimp.
Harlequin shrimp or shrimp. Are those the ones? No, the mantis shrimps are the big ones, right?
Yeah, mantis shrimps are the big ones. Harlequin shrimps are smaller, really colorful, and it have blue spots.
Blue spots.
Yeah, it's nice. Like blue blobs all around.
Yeah, now those mantis shrimps, those things are huge, but they're very colorful, but hard to photograph. At least I'm not having much luck so far. Is it my light scaring them away, or is it I just got to be more patient? What do you think, Wallo?
If you want to get a good shot of a mantis shrimp, you got to spend at least about 10, 15 minutes with it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have to be one with the mantis shrimp.
Yeah. You when you go sit with a girl, you have to talk a little. You have to do the same with the fishes.
Yeah. Okay. You got to talk their language. You got to put yourself in the position of the mantis shrimp and think mantis shrimp, and maybe he'll come out and play for your pictures. We're getting some great stuff with our GoPro videos and our light motion lights, and matter of fact, they offer those here on the boat for rentals too. These light motion lights, man, they're making things very colorful. You're capturing some great shots, aren't you,
cowboy?
Yes, absolutely. I'm surprised how light and maneuverable they are. They're just really easy to carry with you, and the video is coming out incredible because I'm not, by any stretch of the imagination, a professional photographer, and I'm in absolute awe of a lot of the video and stills we've shot with those.
Yes, we're getting some good stuff. Wallow, do you do any of that stuff yourself? Are you taking pictures? Are you, did any of the crew do that, or are you just too focused on watching everybody else?
One of my hobbies is making videos, but now when I'm guiding, it's difficult for me to do that because I just don't want to take videos. I want to be with the fish, just take rare moments of it. To do that, I need time to spend.
You need time to be one with the fish.
Yeah, that's
yes. Right. Does that go with the mermaids as well? Because we're getting ready to do a dive where, you know, like the other dive guaranteed whale sharks, this one guarantees mermaids.
Yeah, with the mermaids.
And you would want more time.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Definitely.
I will add you to the list. There's a lot of guys here on the boat that would like more time with the mermaids. But we'll do the best we can. Pump, what do you think?
I think that we should sell lottery tickets. That's what I think.
Yes, we should charge extra. That would be a bonus dive for sure. Well, that's coming up. Plus, we have someone who's actually doing some dive training here on the boat. We'll talk to her next.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Hi, this is Richie Kohler.
And I'm John Chatterton.
And you're listening to Scuba Radio.
Yowza. This is the world's first radio show dedicated to diving. Come on, come on.
You know, we don't dive at 5. We dive at 6 here on the Carpe Vita liveaboard. They start their diving day a little early, but it's because, you know, they want to make, you know, most of the light here they have in this part of the world and get in as much diving and bottom time as we possibly can. Now, you know, one of the things about being on the liveaboard trip is that you can really you know, take the opportunity to get a lot of bottom time. And, you know, whether it's working on your photo skills or just your diving skills in general, it is a great way to do that, as well as some continuing education. Now, that's what a lot of people do. And the conditions here, there's some currents here and there, but it's not that tough. This isn't like going to the Galapagos. I would say what Sana is doing here on the Carpe Vita liveaboard is ideal, because you are getting your advanced open water certification while on board this week, right, Sana?
That's right.
And the conditions aren't that challenging. There's some currents here and there, but this is great. You got to get a little variety of different types of dives, and they mix it up a little bit for you and to give you that experience that you need and to get that extra certification card, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're happy with the skill level. The threshold hasn't been that challenging, but challenging enough to keep your interest.
Absolutely.
Now, okay, here's your chance. I'm going to give you an opportunity to critique your dive instructor, who is Wallow, right? So he is on board, and he is training you. And, you know, if you're listening back home right now and want to come to the Maldives and dive on the Carpe Vita liveaboard, you could be just like Sana. So, first of all, would you recommend him as a dive instructor from what you've encountered so far?
Don't look at me like that, Wallow.
He's like, look, I have not signed off on your certification yet. Be careful how you answer. Is that right?
That's true.
Yes. So how would you rate him as a dive instructor?
Well, actually, he's doing very good.
Okay, good. Yeah, she's brown-nosing correctly so far. So you taught her that much, right? So far, so good. Any other little tidbits that you'd want to share? Like, is he very thorough or... You know, this is your chance to really brown nose big time. Brownie points. You hear what I'm saying, Sana?
Well, just as I told you a bit earlier, his name means slow in the language, right? Slow or relaxed or calm?
Slow and relaxed. Actually relaxed.
More relaxed than slow. He is. He really is. And for me, when I started, that was great. Because I was a bit nervous. I'd never been diving before I came to the boat. And, you know, getting into water when this guy... Scary.
Slowly but surely, you got her squared away.
Yeah. I used to take my, especially beginners, I try to calm them down before teaching them.
Right. Feed them some betel nut and get them mellowed.
That's true.
All right. Okay. Now, listen.
Red cloud. I was swimming, you know, from this red beetle nuts everywhere.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. It kind of tinges the water red, blood red. But that's something that hopefully you won't have to experience on your own. Now, Wallow, here I'll turn the tables. Now, here's your chance to critique your student. And you really, at this point, in the power structure of being instructor versus student, there is no brown nosing that you have to do. You hear what I'm saying? So feel free to be totally honest about Sana's diving skills so far here in the Maldives.
She had been doing very well. I mean, I think now she's only up to 12 dives, and she's like one of the good divers on the trip.
I would agree. You know, she's been diving with our group quite a bit, and I've been looking over, and you look like a pro. I mean, very relaxed, and I was like, she doesn't look like a beginning diver at all.
Yeah.
Chalk that up to a world-class instructor, right?
Yes, that's who I am.
Is it like a question? No, that's like yes, absolutely.
Yes,
no doubt. So this type of setup where you have someone coming on board that's doing some continuing education, pretty common here on the Carpe Vita in Maldives, or you know, or what?
On Carpe Vita, it's pretty common to have people who is doing nitrox courses,
right. And
also sometimes, every now and then, we get advanced open water divers as well who would want to do it.
Yeah, so not necessarily a trip you'd want to come on and do your open water certification, but definitely advanced open water, nitrox, or anything beyond that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what have you seen so far, Sana, that you... think would be you know, that has just been like, I can't believe I saw this underwater in the Maldives.
But, you know, I feel like even the first week I did on the boat, which was a few months ago, I was spoiled from the beginning. My first week I saw whale sharks, mantas, you know, plenty of sharks. I don't know where to go next.
Yeah, you were totally jaded is what you're saying. Well, what about mermaids? Have you seen mermaids yet?
Not yet.
Yeah, today, it could happen today. And, you know, you saw mermaids last time we were here, right?
Yeah, I saw them.
That was a freak encounter here in the Maldives, but it's been just under 2 years, and I have a feeling that that magic could happen again, and you're going to be in the right place at the right time. Who knows? You know, if you see a mermaid, rumors are sometimes they recruit. And they may turn Sana into a mermaid. What do you think of that, Wallo? Is she mermaid material?
Maybe, yeah. I think so. It will be good if she turns out to be a mermaid. Then we can actually show mermaids on each trip.
Show mermaids or serve them up for dinner, blackened or grilled.
Maybe, on the barbecue night, right?
Right, exactly. Yes, they have a barbecue night here when you're in the Maldives. So, yeah, I mean, you know, whether it's whale sharks, mermaids, mantis shrimp, and more. I mean, they just got so many different types of marine life here. You got to come here and check it out. We got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck coming to you from the Maldives and the Carpe Vita liveaboard from Explore Ventures. And we're going to talk to some more folks that are on board with us, some of the passengers that have come from all over the world, all over the planet, to join us for this little adventure. So stick around. Hour two is on deck. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.